I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Debate continues to rage over U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan. The military has requested tens of thousands of new troops. Today, the White House said that President Obama's response to that request is weeks away. Meanwhile, consider this. Even if Mr. Obama agreed to send all the forces the Pentagon has asked for, the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan would still be lower than the number in Iraq. Today, the president met with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Mr. Obama used the opportunity to reaffirm his commitment to pull all U.S. combat troops out of Iraq by next August. Jos Hilterman is an Iraq expert with the International Crisis Group. What are the U.S. troops doing in Iraq right now, Jost?
Well, they're doing what they have been doing for a long time, which is to assist the Iraqis in security operations, to provide air support, to provide capacity-building training of Iraqi security forces, to provide logistic support. And, of course, they have started the process of transferring over responsibilities to the Iraqis ahead of a withdrawal, and they are actively planning the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq.
Right. And give us your assessment of just how stable the new Iraq is right now.
Well, it remains unstable. I was just there a week ago, and it was fairly calm. But I fear that the situation could deteriorate because we are facing elections in January. And so far, the Iraqi parliament has not been able to agree on an elections law. It has missed its deadline. We don't know when the law will come into being. And there's even talk that the elections may be postponed, and that could augur a period of instability. And that even if elections occur fairly soon, that instability may continue because of problems that may occur in the forming of a new government. And all of this is happening just as U.S. forces are starting to withdraw, probably as early as March.
Well, right. I mean, could there still be a failed Iraq for the Obama administration? What would lead to that?
Well, anything is possible at this stage. Iraq could improve and Iraq could collapse. Maybe we'll see something in between. But I think that the troop withdrawal, while necessary, is coming without a real exit strategy. In fact, the handover may be occurring, but that Iraqi forces and Iraqi institutions may not yet be strong enough to withstand a rather rapid American withdrawal, because keep in mind that combat troops need to be out by August 2010, and what remains is 50,000 troops, which are largely non-combat troops, but who are there to provide training, maybe some forms of support, but simply will not provide the kind of leverage that the United States has had in Iraq up until now.
To what extent is this really up to Iraqis? Do they seem to have a long-term strategy for their country?
Well, there is no effective political system in Iraq, so while individual Iraqi politicians may have a long-term strategy in mind, there is no effective way of planning such a future. There are no institutions that can bear it. And this is, I think, the real problem, is that Iraq still does not have a cohesive, functioning state system. Even the security forces, which are in the process of being rebuilt, still are not cohesive and certainly lack strength in many critical areas.
Do you think, Jos, that Iraq could be in danger of becoming a forgotten war?
Well, I think it will be very difficult to forget it, because it may jump right back at us if, in fact, the situation implodes, as it might, if there are protracted negotiations over a new government, for example, just as U.S. troops are being pulled out. Or we may forget it if indeed the situation somehow stabilizes, but then it's no longer a war. So I think if it's going to be a war, it will be very hard to ignore it. If the situation stabilizes, then all the better for it. And then I think the United States will retain a fairly strong civilian presence through the huge embassy and through aid programs. So that, I think, would be a hopeful scenario.
Jost Hilterman with the International Crisis Group. Thanks for your thoughts.
My pleasure. Thank you.